Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show. Mike has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 5 years. It's hard to know where to start at his introduction, folks. He has so many accomplishments. There's so many things that he's being asked to contribute to around the world. His global thought leadership is just... It makes me sleep better at night, folks. I'll tell you that. He's the one thing I know, he's the chairman of the National Advisory Board of the AEI Global Internet Strategy Project. He was also the CEO of ICANN, Network Solutions, I should say, Network Solutions, which became ICANN, and he helped make that whole thing happen. What a great leadership position he had there. He's the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, and he's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back.
Jim, good morning to you and your listeners. Good to be with you as always.
Good to have you back. Mike, your vision, your perspective, your perch for what's going on globally with regard to technology, period, with regard to online technology, the virtual world, the cloud, so all the new stuff, blockchain and all that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know anybody who's got a better perch than you. And I'd just like to ask you to start talking to us a little bit about what you see, what you're excited about, what you're frightened about, what we can do to contribute. Would you do that for us?
Sure, Jim. Well, as I say, it's always great to be with you. I just say three or four things, Jim, in answer to your question. I've been in the technology industry for over 40 years, and I've been involved in dozens and dozens of companies that have grown to be, you know, 100 million, multi-billions, we buy and sell them. I'm still involved in all of that kind of work. I travel the globe, stay in touch with what's going on. So here's what I'd say. One, your listeners and all of us, and I'm the same, I need to learn every day that we're in a historic global period of transition. And what do I mean by that? Much of this transition is being driven by what I call the unrelenting digitization of the globe and rapid technology change. Mm-hmm. You see it in almost every industry, Jim. If you run a business, and I run businesses, you run businesses, we all run businesses, if you are not understanding that this is a historic transition, customers are different, you got to approach them different, you got to run your business differently, and it's all the underlying thing about this is it's all digitization of the globe. We're in that period. This started basically commercially in the early 90s, about the time of the dot-com boom. We'd spent 30 years in the United States government building the entire infrastructure to get to commercialization of the Internet. No one knew in those 30 years from the 60s to the 90s, with U.S. government funding primarily, whether we would ever hook billions of people together. But that happened starting in the early 90s. So we're 20 years into this unbelievable transition, and it impacts everybody. And the third point I'd make, Jim, is this has thrown governments worldwide, companies, and individuals off balance. People are off balance. You see it everywhere. They still don't quite understand it. Many people don't. Those who do are now the leaders, and I would always say Amazon is probably the prime example of that.
Right.
For better or worse, everybody right. sees what goes
what's
on every day.
What's in all, I agree with you about that. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, as you mentioned, at the American Enterprise Institute, which is a major think tank for many years in Washington, we've run something called the U.S. Global Internet and Strategy Project, and we had 25 top leaders from government and industry on that National Advisory Board, which I chaired, Jim, and we've looked at for some years now, you know, what this is all about. And the number one recommendation we came out with 2 years ago, and we continue to work that on Capitol Hill, at White House, in corporations in this country, is that the United States needs a U.S. global internet digital strategy, and we need it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And this includes the number one recommendation, an international agreement for cyber norms, because we're living in a cyber war. The United States has had $1 trillion stolen out of it.
Right.
It's in its commercial companies.
And we didn't even put up a fight. We didn't even put up a fight for it, did we? They just came and got
it,
basically.
We tried, but they're still doing it today.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get into a little more of the details. Folks, that's a one-of-a-kind tour that you just got, report that you just got from Mike Daniels. Nobody else on the planet could have given you a report like that. And I'm going to give him to, we're going to break out a little more of the details in that after the break, unpack this, so to speak. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Mike Daniels is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.